Okay, so this is, again, it's still Saturday, June 1st. This time, we're at Victoria Park Stadium in Brampton. Just seen an exciting 0-0 game. Yes, it was 0-0, but it was exciting. The undefeated, still undefeated Alliance United. And I have head coach Orlov here. And I'll just ask, what are your thoughts about today's game?
Well, I thought on the defensively we played well again. So five games so far, we haven't conceded yet, which I'm very happy about. In the second half, it was an equal game. Could have gone either way. I mean, defensively we were pretty solid. We didn't really give them much. In the first half, though, I think we should have finished. We had a couple of good chances that we should have finished off. But they also had a good chance that they could have finished. So at the end, I think it was an even game. I think fair result, 0-0. We might have had a couple extra chances, but 0-0 is it's a fair result for today.
And so you're saying that there's been this goalie being on all five games. Can you say something about him?
Yeah, he's been excellent. So he was a former goalkeeper of Ryerson Rams for 5 years. And he played with Vaughn last year. He had a really, really bad injury. But he came back. He's come back very, very strong. And so far, he's been excellent. So far, I can say, well, 0 goals conceded. And he hasn't really made any mistakes. So right now, yeah, we're very happy with him. Obviously, the results speak for themselves.
Okay, now this is the second year of Alliance. Last year they made the playoffs, middle of the pack, we'll say. But this year, zoom right to the top. What's so different about this year's team?
I don't really think it's much different. We've added, like I said, Praveen's helped us a lot, the goalkeeper. We've added a couple of extra new players. But again, our goal is just to make the playoffs. We're not aiming right now for first or second. Our goal is to make the playoffs. And again, it's a very similar team to the way it was last year. But of course, the players are getting better. It's 1 year that we've played more together. And also, a lot of them play with me at University of Toronto. I'm the head coach of University of Toronto, and they play with me. So, yeah, the team chemistry, especially defensively, it's going well. But again, the goal this year is just to make the playoffs. That's our aim.
Yeah. Now, last year you had Furlano on the team. Is that right? Yes. Okay. And could you say something, I guess, good about him and his catching on with the CPL teams? And if maybe there's, don't name names, but just any player who might make the jump.
Well, we've actually had two players from last year signed a CPL contract. Lucas McNaughton,
yes.
who played for us as well. Also a former U of T player, played with us as well. Signed Pacifics, played so far every, started except one game where we got a red card, but started every game for Pacific. And Stevie's also, those are two key players. Stevie up top and Lucas at the back, especially towards the end of the season and in the playoffs. They obviously played a big role and they got to where they got deservingly by their performance over the last few years, but especially over last year. So obviously, on our side, it's a miss, but we're very happy for them. That's the goal of the league. That's the goal of the team. We're probably one of the youngest teams in the league, and we know there's other teams that have older players, but we win and we do well with the younger players, and that's down to the effort of the players that we currently have, even though those players have moved on, the effort that they put in training, and you can see the results on the field.
Okay. And just to finish off, we'll talk a bit about the team. It's Alliance. It is an Alliance. It's United. It is United, but let's put all the variances together of the teams.
Yeah, so it's a little bit of a mixture. So obviously we're owned by Markham Soccer Club and Wexford Soccer Club. Those are the two teams that the two youth clubs that fund the team and run the team. Then we're affiliated with Centennial College. That's one of our training facilities where we played our home games last year. And as well, I'm a head coach of U of T, so we have a number of U of T players as well. Probably I'd say 6-7 right today. We're from U of T, which play with me. And so it's a mixture of teams and players. But again, we're very young. We had today, I think, I'd say 8 or 9 under 23 starters. So that's our goal. We work with younger players, and the results are coming because they're playing. They're mm-hmm. playing well.
So your rival will certainly be Vaughan with all their York University players, but that'll be later in the year. So anyway, thanks for talking to me.